This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinatron, and Vero True Social.
This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now.
Connected to
Israel.
World College Radio Day.
World College Radio Day.
Hello to the world.
Καλημέρα σε όλους. Εκπέμπουμε ζωντανά από το ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό του Πανεπιστημίου Πατρών.
Από την Ελλάδα σε όλο τον κόσμο. Για το World College Radio Day.
Στον Οβίρου Δία Μουντιάλ της Ράδιος Ουνιβερσιτάριας.
Συνακούντε λέτε μάλλον όπως και Radio Paper. World College Radio Day.
You tuned in to World College Radio Day, a day where college radio stations across the globe unite to celebrate the most powerful medium.
IDC Radio 106.2 FM. IDC Radio in collaboration with Kol Israel.
Hello, shalom, marhaba, welcome. You're listening to IDC International Radio 106.2 FM. This is World College Radio Day. I'm so excited. My name is Ivan Saba, as always, coming to you from Israel. I'm joined in the studio with some of our student broadcasters, Shiri Epstein and Tali Cohen.
Thank you, ladies. We're so happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. Because, first of all, it's your first World College Radio Day.
Yeah.
I've done this, like, I don't know how many times already. I can't remember at this point, but it's always fun. It's always exciting just to hear that jingle in the beginning of, like, World College Radio Day. It's just, it's kind of crazy every time. But hey, we're here. And this year, the theme is more, you know, just on the nose as ever. In tough times, we thrive, and we have thrived. And you'll hear about it in today's show. Shiri, what are we going to talk about?
So first off, we're going into a year review in Israel, both the good and the bad. And then right after that, we're going to talk about TV and movies with our fellow podcasters, Gal and Ellen.
Yeah.
They have a podcast, Film Fanatics, about movies, and I think this suits them.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to have to talk about it. And we'll hear about some of the shows and different movies that are coming out of Israel.
Yeah.
Even though things kind of stopped for the last year, I think there were some productions that kept going, and you'll have to stay tuned for that. But also, if we're talking about movies and film and you know, TV, we gotta talk about music. I mean, it's a must. And so I spoke to Tomer Gershenman, our music editor, who also put together our playlist. So thank you, Tomer. And we talked a little bit about both Israeli and, you know, kind of the Arab music scene going on here in Israel. So it's a lot of fun. You can stay tuned for that as well. And of course, we can't finish World College Radio Day without looking to the future and kind of figuring out, you know, where are we headed? Clearly, we don't know if this thing is gonna end. So we'll see. We'll talk about our kind of hopes for the next year. And of course, I have to take this opportunity to plug the radio, right, guys?
Obviously. Definitely, yeah.
Social media, hello. Yes, we are. You're listening to us live, obviously, but we are also on all of the social media platforms. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We are even on TikTok. Embarrassing ourselves. We are on there. So make sure to follow us, IDC Radio. Just look us up. We are on there, 106.2 FM. And you can see us make fools of ourselves on TikTok, have interesting content on Instagram, and of course, listen to and see most of what goes on around here on our Facebook as well. And we can't forget the many podcasts that we have here at the station done by our students and staff alike. And you can find us on all of the podcasting platforms and as well as on our website. So after all of that plugging of IDC International Radio, shamelessly, may I add, we're going to move on to some music, right? Because we can't have a World College Radio Day without music. And we're going to start off with some of the hits throughout the show. You're going to hear both in Hebrew and in English. We'll start off with something easy. Ed and Elena from the Eurovision. Let's go.
Take a look what we become, it's been so long. Getting you out of my life, I feel so strong. Set me free, feel my beating heart in perfect harmony. Don't let me down.
IDC International Radio, from Israel to the world.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to World College Radio Day on IDC International Radio from Israel. And we've got a very special segment planned because, you know, the theme is In Tough Times We Thrive. We're going to keep repeating it. Obviously, it's the day. It's the marathon. And what better way to talk about it than through the music industry here in Israel. And joined with me now in the studio is Tomer Gershenman. He is our music editor. He's also, in his own right, the host of Israel's probably longest running hip-hop show, I guess you would say, Jigga Juice. And of course, he's also a broadcaster on Kan 88. Welcome, Tomer.
Hi, Yvonne. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about before, you know, before the segment, during the song, sort of some of the things that we've gone through as broadcasters. Like, I myself am also a broadcaster here at IDC International Radio. I am part of the faculty. And of course, I also broadcast outside on public radio here in Israel. So it's been a tough year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had to kind of hold the fort down, I would say, in our in this station, in our station, and in the, our other projects. And it really felt like that at times. It really, like, it just, sometimes we were like the only people at the station, but we had to do our shows and we had to keep on creating our content.
Yeah, so it's literally like the isolation within isolation. But it's funny because we were essentially categorized as essential workers in a way. And that was something that, you know, kind of takes us back to radio in the good old days when it was one of those like main forms of communication. And it was weird to kind of have that, I guess. It's kind of like a privilege, obviously. And it's a great responsibility to be able to have that opportunity to leave the house, create content, work with people in a limited capacity as much as possible. And even to put together shows on a weekly basis can be a challenge, especially when we're dealing with music.
Yeah, I mean, on my show, I usually have guests in the studio. So I have what I call, I had what I call the Corona editions with like music and some phoner interviews, like interviews on the line. Thankfully, I mean, most, this is the age of home studios, so a lot of musicians were still able to record at home, even if they weren't and they were writing, or sometimes they were going out of the zone, the restricted areas, I guess.
Yeah, there were a lot of like impromptu concerts on the streets from time to time.
For sure. And it was so everyone like tried to find their own strategy to handle it. There was a lot of music that was still coming out. I think there was an initial shock where music at first not that many things came out, but as time went on and people got used to the situation and more music started coming out, and that was mostly the first year. But the second year it was just almost business as usual.
Yeah.
But we did see a lot of like all kinds of projects that were affected, or they were a result of COVID. There always has to be like the "We Are the World" kind of song.
We're all in this together type thing.
So there was this song called "Katana Lenu" with many of the top figures in the country, top pop figures, also veteran musicians. So there was that, and there were all kind of projects like Tzav HaShe'ah is like a project that had like three volumes and of cover versions, which was a nice idea, you know, because artists get revenue off radio plays. So also the artists, the original the original musician to perform the original version, and the artist to perform the cover for radio play, and you know, they bought very big names to perform these covers, so that was a nice idea. And also in the alternative zone, there was a project called Agal Hasheni, the second wave, that was brought together a lot of alternative musicians that created the songs that were influenced by it. So you saw a lot of these
projects come about,
initiative project, and which was a nice thing. And you know, every once in a while you would hear a song that like Teddy Neguse, the rapper, who has a song like "Baby Dude" in quarantine, and just like a less than a 2-minute song, expressing some thoughts. So
kind of figure out our quarantine playlist and kind of, you know, sometimes it was a little bit on the nose, but often, like as you said, it's one of those things where a lot of people just saw the time where if they were in quarantine, especially musicians, they felt like, hey, I need to make most of this time write and like put in the work and create something, essentially. And I saw that too from the indie Arab music scene, actually. We had a lot of new singles, a lot of collaborations, a lot of new releases, things that had been put off for a very long time until it was possible to actually release it. And people like Bashar Murad, who came out with his EP Maskhara, that's been in the works for a very long time, a very kind of pop avant-garde album or EP, if you will, that kind of depicts, it's been written, like, again, keep in mind that it was written a few years ago, but it was so, it still is kind of relevant to the period that we're living in right now, and very relatable in that sense, witty, and the visuals are just great. I really highly recommend people to go check it out, obviously. And you know, a lot of collaborations, which was amazing, like you said. I mean, we saw a lot of new singles, a lot of new artists on the rise, and just a lot of content for us music heads, if you will, to kind of really get into it.
Yeah, you would think that all this time at home would maybe cool down the FOMO feeling, but it intensified it sometimes, because there was such a lot of content coming out, and even with all the time at home, it was still hard to follow if you want to get some sleep.
Yeah. And I think another thing as well is we in Israel had the kind of opportunity to get out of lockdowns a little bit earlier. There were even concerts, you know, which is something that is happening slowly around the world. And some people have gone on tour. Have you been to a concert since, you know, the lockdowns come out?
Yeah, I have been to like not that many, but I think like 4 or 5, something like that.
Just a lot more than we went to last year.
Yeah, exactly. And but now with the new wave, I already see, I'm already starting to see some concerts, even some I plan to go to, that are getting canceled or postponed. Yeah. So it's so hard right now. I mean,
it's heartbreaking for a lot of musicians.
Exactly, because, you know, there was the thought, the feeling, we're finally out of it and now getting back. Yeah. But it looks like that's the case right now, and it's really hard to plan ahead when it comes to that.
Yeah, so like I said, just gotta learn how to live with it and get vaccinated if that's the right thing for you, and of course keep wearing our masks as usual.
Yep.
What
I will say is that I am happy that we had that time that we got out of it, especially for the artists, because people like Yasmin Mualem, for example, who, you know, she wanted to have her album release party after she released it. You know, she had the biggest hit in the country, and she had to wait so long to have that show, and she finally did, and she toured really all over the place, and she still is, I think, now that she can. And really, a lot of people had that situation where they released the albums, but they couldn't...
they couldn't do anything, really.
Yeah, they couldn't launch it. I mean, here it's very common that an artist releases an album and he has like a special show, Mofa Shaka in Hebrew, you know, a celebratory show, a concert, and a lot of artists were deprived of that.
Yeah. So let's talk really about the artists that did manage to do some things. And we had a few sort of local but international stars coming out of the country. So
yeah, first and foremost would be Noga Erez. Yeah, she actually was already supposed to go on a festival season last year, even before she released the album. And that also was taken away from her. But last, I want to say March or April, she released her album, Kids. And first she did like an online concert that was broadcast like all over the world, which was really amazing. I saw one of the two that she performed online. And then she was really going on tour all over the country. And now as we speak, I think in September she's going to go on a world tour in Europe, the US. I really hope that with all the developments now, she could still have that tour, because she really waited a lot for it. She's really a phenomenon, and you know, and like hip-hop and electronic music combined.
And Billie Eilish talked about her, so there you go.
Billie Eilish and Phineas are like... are huge fans of hers, and if you would see on you go on an Instagram, you would see comments from people like, I don't know, Meghan Trainor, and
it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's so kind of funny.
She's really she's having an amazing year, and I'm really, really happy for her because yeah. she's very talented.
Another star who kind of had her English debut is Noah Kirel.
Yeah, Noah Kirel has been a star here for a few years, like really a pop star. And, you know, some people will call her like, even people who like, who are like music experts or whatever, a lot of them do like her. Yeah. I actually do also like some of her songs.
It's very fresh.
Yeah, it is. It's like, good pop music. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you don't need to regard it like quality music, you know, but it's just, it's fun. And she released her English debut, a song called Please Don't Suck. I think she has like an international contract.
Yeah, she's so, signed to a record label in the States. Yeah,
same as Static and Benel. Who are
our next artists that we're going to talk about. And they released the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, they're working with them, and they released a song with them called Shake Your Bum Bum, produced by Johnny, Jonathan Goldstein, who's like also he's a producer, was like really making it also around the world. Actually, he just released and he produced another song for the Black Eyed Peas featuring Saweetie, and one of the people who are playing there like, is another Israeli artist called Ido Maimon. He's playing like a talk box, a voice box. So it's like really, it's fun to see so many Israeli musicians who are very talented and making it also abroad, not only here.
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of furthers the point of the show and the theme in which, you know, in tough times we thrive. We've seen it not only in the radio podcasting industry here in Israel, which has also grown immensely in the last year, but also in the music industry, and we're going international.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there are also people who are Israeli, they live abroad, but they are doing a really good job. Omer Fedi is a producer. He produced Mood, which is like the biggest hit for last year, but he's still rocking with those guys, the Kid Laroi and all of them. So, Dan Farber, who also he produced a song for Lizzo, the one with Missy Elliott, and also working now with an artist called TK Maidza and with a few others. So there are a lot of people who are like kind of like behind the scenes, but to say on the map, definitely.
They're getting there as well. I feel the same for in the Arabic music. I feel like there's been a lot more collaborations. Tamer Nafar has been working with so many up and coming artists. Synaptic, Jordanian Palestinian rapper, got signed to Universal Mina Records and released his debut album in August, and so has Bou Kalthoum, who also released his album. I think there's just a lot more knowledge and kind of exposure to the indie Arab music scene, and kind of again that feeling of like, oh, this little local scene, this little small knit family community that we have is going international, and it's just a great thing, because when you have people like Sohel Nafar, for example, who is now a VP at Empire Records, and he is looking out for those artists who have been putting in the work, like Zach Matari and so many other people who have recently been signed to the label. It's just amazing feeling to see those people that, you know, you remember when they were first coming out, and now they're getting to that place where, you know, they're getting the acknowledgement and the success that they have put in so much work to do.
Yeah, I mean, Tamer Nafar is my friend. You know, I'm so happy to see how amazing he's doing, and really he deserves it all. He's been putting in the work for a very, very long time, and it's time to reap what you sow.
Yes, to reap the benefits indeed. Tomer, thank you very much for your time. If you are interested in listening to any of Tomer's content, of course, check him out on Instagram.
Instagram, Jigadus Radio, Jigadus on Facebook.
For sure. And of course, if you are interested in any of our shows here on the radio, you can always check us out on any of your podcasting platforms, our Facebook, IDC Radio, and of course on Instagram. We're going to end with, I think, Noah Kirel, because it sounds like fun.
Yeah, so, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Please don't suck, 'cause I've been let down enough. I think I might fall in love.
do just one thing for me. Please don't suck, 'cause I've been let down enough. I think I might fall in love, so baby don't fuck this up. Please don't suck, 'cause finding somebody's tough. I think I might fall in love, so baby don't fuck this up. Please don't suck. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Please don't. Better not waste my time, 'cause boy I got an ego, my jealousy is here, so better not hurt my pride. That I kissed, yeah, yeah. We've already come this far.
Welcome to World College Radio Day. Joining you today is the host from Film Fanatics. I'm Gaul.
And I'm Alan.
And we are joined today by another guest. He is IDC lecturer and film critic and journalist, Mr. Jonathan Gaul.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jonathan. What's up?
It's all good. I'm glad to be back on the show.
It's so great. We've talked with Jonathan on our own show about some amazing movies, and he is just the film expert. He rivals our knowledge, and so it's so great to be talking to him. This theme is In Tough Times We Thrive, and this last year was very tough for all of Israel, but a lot of what got us through it in the more boring times was movies and TV.
Yeah, what can you do when you're stuck at home? You watch TV, and you watch movies all the time, at least those what we've been through, and I feel like that's what helped most of us not go insane.
So I agree. I don't know how many streaming hours I did this past like 18 months, but definitely more than ever, and this goes for my whole family as well. I have two young kids. Yeah, we were glued to our screens. You know, it makes you think of some conspiracy theories. Is Netflix behind the whole thing? Right? Is Amazon behind the whole thing? Just throwing it out there. I don't know.
So talking about some of the movies that came out of the Israeli industry, there's a big movie right now that I know Jonathan has seen. It's called Free Shuli, which ever since its release on July 1st has been the number one ticket sales on the Cinema City website. What did you think of this movie?
So, okay. So just to give anybody who's listening to us a little bit of context, the guys who made this movie, it's like a raunchy boys comedy, like in Hollywood terms, it's like a Hangover style movie, right? It's like an R-rated comedy, you could say. And the guys who made it are these three very popular Israeli comedians who collectively are known as Makashul. Makashul means like what the hell? What does this have to do with anything? And they're like really good impressionists, and they do a lot of like ethnic characters. And that's what they do in this movie as well. It's very not politically correct, which I enjoy. There are some jokes there that have like racial stuff going on, sexist stuff going on, that definitely in America would get the three of them canceled like in a matter of seconds. But somehow in sort of the Israeli climate right now, nobody cares. So it's not, I mean, nobody's going to pretend that it's Citizen Kane. It's not especially smart or original. It just has a lot of funny, silly stuff in it. And in terms of the theme of what you guys are talking about making do in hard times, that's definitely a recurring thing for Israeli filmmakers all the time, right? It's all about how can we take these tiny, tiny budgets and somehow make movies that are worth seeing. And this project was no different. It's a very small crew, very small budget compared to like international filmmaking and definitely Hollywood filmmaking, and sort of a little bit guerrilla. Like they traveled to South America, to Colombia, to shoot most of the movie, and you can clearly see that they're not getting permits to close down streets. They're not paying a bunch of people to be background players. They're just shooting guerrilla style in the streets, and they make do with what they have, and the film looks great. It's shot very nice, very well. There's some like fun little kind of action pieces in it. You definitely see that these are talented people who know what they're doing and who somehow manage to make a legitimate, fun, fast-paced comedy with very few resources.
It seems like the movie's an underdog hit. I mean, it's selling more tickets than Black Widow and The Suicide Squad and all these movies that are huge around the world right now.
This sort of is a continuation of a very, very big trend in like movie going in Israel, where for many years people here only saw Hollywood pictures. And maybe like French movies, right? French movies were pretty popular. And they looked down on Israeli films, and Israeli films were very like art house, like only if you were a film student, you'd go watch an Israeli film. But over the past maybe 5 years, like a real revolution happened. And this company, United Films,
King.
Like the people, yeah, United King, who by the way own that same Cinema City theaters that you mentioned. So it's all connected. It's a nice little combina on the part of Israeli film industry. But they make an effort to make commercial, popular films, comedies, and sort of like these teen action movies. And young people in Israel, who, by the way, barely speak English anymore. Like nobody speaks English anymore in this country because they all go and watch these Israeli movies. And they got really, really popular. You see, when you go to see these films in the theater, you see Israeli teenagers and like soldiers, like, and that's a great thing for this industry. What can you say?
Speaking of success from the Israeli industry, there's a number one hit right now on Netflix since August 6th when it came out, and that's Hit and Run with Lior Raz.
Gal gave me a gigantic list this week of Israeli projects. Hit and Run is the one that I gravitated like more towards.
I started watching it. It's actually really good from what I've seen.
I've binge watched this. It's really good. Like I really like it. If you're looking for something like rooting for the like anti-hero type of thing that we all love, like, you know, this is the perfect thing.
So I should keep watching.
It's so good.
And he's like an achieved guy because he did 3 seasons of Fauda and created, starred in this one too. And they also filmed a lot in America, right? So it seems like he's growing in international popularity.
But I actually like maybe it's because I live here, but like all the scenes and everything in Israel, I found it way more interesting than anything that happened in America.
Well, I haven't gotten to the America part yet.
It was more interesting to me. It's probably because I live here. But like to see like, oh my God, I go there like every...
Totally. I recognize the places now. I wouldn't before I came here.
And like it's so exciting to see like because I'm so used to seeing New York and LA and like Atlanta and stuff like that. To just see like places in Tel Aviv, it's like insane.
What about Tehran? Have you guys seen that on Apple TV?
Tehran is a really great success as well. And Hit and Run that you mentioned, and Fauda, definitely Israeli TV shows are making waves and gaining a lot of popularity. For me personally, I don't know. They don't. I didn't get caught up in that so much. Didn't get me so much. I actually have the opposite sort of reaction than what you described earlier. I have difficulty watching, as a Hebrew speaker, like people speaking Hebrew on TV. It just sometimes feels fake to me. You know, like they don't talk like we talk. And it's like a very, very specific thing when you're from a country. And I know that a lot of people who are not Hebrew speakers can sort of watch these shows, and it's like super exotic and interesting. But I sort of noticed all the parts where it's not one, it, well, like it's not really realistic, or it doesn't really work for me because it's so close to home. So I don't know. I know I'm in the minority because these shows are really great successes.
You know what, Jonathan? I'm not from here. Like I'm from Brazil. I completely understand what you mean, because with Brazilian TV shows and movies, they're amazing. But like, usually when you see it, at least for me, I have that experience all the time when I consume like Brazilian media. It does seem a little bit fake when they're talking, and I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
But I have that experience as well.
I think when you live a reality and you know, like if you're a sensitive person and you sort of pick up on how people talk and how people look and behave, it's easier for you to see the places where they sort of miss the spot, like where it's not 100%. And maybe for us, when we watch American movies, because we don't spend all of our lives in America, the fantasy works on us. All life in America is a fantasy. You know what I mean?
And they put in like $100 million to every movie.
That's true too.
Yeah.
But it's a philosophical conversation. It's weird. Bottom line is those shows are successful overseas, which once again is really good news for this industry. And speaking of, succeeding in hard times, Israeli TV industry, even more than film industry, is 100% an example of like Israeli ability to improvise and make really good content with no money. Like if you look at the success of Israeli TV shows, they were made with a fraction of the budget as American shows have. And it's all about like the ingenuity of the writing mostly. It's all about like being creative on the page, on the screenplay, and then doing what you can with those small budgets.
Well, I think a good script always translates to like people investing money.
Sure. But just the fact that those guys who made Fauda now have the opportunity to make bigger projects on an international scale, it's just like, it's like a really good thing for this industry when they sell an Israeli startup company for $1 billion. It's good for the industry back here. So that's why I'm going to say, even though I don't love those shows personally, I'm happy for the whole thing happening.
Like you said, like the Israelis are very creative, like in getting around like small budgets and stuff like that. Like it doesn't matter the industry. So like you can see it here.
You know what the perfect example, this is going back a little bit, but do you guys remember that show In Treatment? In Hebrew, it was called Betipul.
I've heard about it. I know it just got nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah, it's on HBO, I think.
Yeah, I think this is an HBO, a new sort of adaptation. I'm not sure, but back when it started as an Israeli show, it was just a creative idea. This guy said, or the group of creative people said, let's make a show where it's just the therapist and somebody walks into the room and the episode is their conversation. It's like the cheapest idea possible in terms of production. But the writing was good and the acting was great, and they sold the idea to HBO, who made it for more money, and it was a really interesting and successful project over there. But that's like the big example of how the fact that you don't have a lot of resources makes you more creative. It sort of pushes you to come up with ideas and sort of solve that the lack of money and still manage to make good, smart entertainment.
Well, I think the bottom line is that even without a lot of resources, Israeli media and the industry can just create engaging content that people really love. And as you heard, Alan recommends Hit and Run, which is on Netflix. Jonathan recommends Free Shuli, which is in theaters. And I recommend Tehran, which is on Apple TV. It's a really interesting, like, espionage spy thriller with some good action.
And do we want to sort of give a shout out to Gunpowder Milkshake by an Israeli director?
Definitely. I mean, Here was released in theaters and I got to see it. It's from an Israeli director. It's a really fun action movie as well. I don't know if it's still playing, but I think it's really good. It's also on Netflix around the world.
Yeah, so amazingly, it also got, like, I don't know, millions of views. It was very, I don't know the number, but it got a lot of views on Netflix when it went up there in the States. And the director, Navot Papushado, this younger guy, and he's sort of a protege of Quentin Tarantino, who we spoke about last
Ooh.
Time. And Tarantino, who spent like the last year and a half in Israel, really made friends with this guy, liked his early movies, and helped him out. And you can definitely see, I mean, A Gunpowder Milkshake is not a great movie. It's almost like a showreel, like the guy showing us, hey, I can make martial arts scenes, I can do car chases, I can do like comic book stuff, action. It's not a great movie in terms of characters or drama or all of that, but it's like a fun little demonstration of his skills as director, and you can definitely see the Tarantino influence. And once again, just seeing that guy succeed overseas, making an international movie with like international movie stars and getting a lot of eyeballs through Netflix in the States, is just you gotta give him his dues. You give him his respect because it's quite an achievement on his part. Good job by Navot Papushado.
Of course. Thank you for joining us once again, Jonathan, and for giving us your passion and your input on this subject. And thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning into World College Radio Day.
Can we get some more subs so he can feel it?
Dumb, dumb, dummy, I'm no bunny, I'm no sloppy boy. I never beg for no money, fun, fun, funny. You run from no eye, running no eye, pardon no one, nobody. Chop, chop, chop it right hand, chop it like a big bucket. You had the mic, now you can't drop it. Dumb, dumb, dummy, once nobody. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, sit though.
I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. But my trip is mad, I ain't finished, I got loads.
I think I'm up for the challenge, just show I got me some mileage. I bought a car and a cottage, I got some sand in my baggage. Got a list in my bucket, squeeze the sponge, drop the pocket. I fit in any socket, close the door, I'ma knock it.
I got my ticket, I'ma flee, sell it overseas. I just blink and get a fee. What ya think of me? I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. But my trip is mad, I am finished, I got love.
Early I got ceilings, but I burn in the sun. I never miss one shot, I'm sick as a gun. I got more toe friends, I'm dead as they come. Like, hey, I'm on the way, I left my body in the mattress by the San Francisco Bay. Now there's a cop named Mordecai behind my pirate and Mercedes.
All right, so we are back. If you're just tuning in, this is World College Radio Day, and we are IDC International Radio from Israel. My name is Yvonne Saba. And join me now in the studio, of course, our part of your world, Shiri Epstein and Tali Cohen. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'm really happy to have you here, obviously. First of all, let's tell our listeners what your podcast is all about.
Okay, so our podcast is basically about Disney, but it's not only about all the fun stuff and the cutesy stuff from Disney. It is also about how Disney works as a corporation, what are the origins of the stories that Disney tell,
mysteries, our opinions, and more that happens, what goes on in movies, and things that go back in the background. We analyze a lot of characters and issues.
Definitely, yeah. So we go beyond just the Disney basic stuff.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more in depth. It's not just like the Easter eggs type things.
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of Disney and you're interested in like intellectual conversations and a quiz from time to time, definitely check them out. They're on Spotify and all of the other podcasting platforms. But we're not here just to plug your show, ladies. Even though, you know, it's part of our day here as part of World College Radio Day, because that's what we do. You ladies came up during COVID, like we worked together to get your show, and you know, it's not an easy time. The world has gone through this pandemic, we've all gone through in a different way. Not only did you come up with the show, but you also are first year communication students. Yeah, so it's your right. First year during a worldwide pandemic. I mean, I think our listeners would like to know what it's like to go through that. Shiri,
so for starters, with the radio, we both started the whole podcast idea and everything on Zoom. We actually wrote our first episodes on Zoom together.
Yeah.
And then getting to the studio and actually getting to record was a different experience completely, because we weren't sure if we were even going to get to do that. But apart from that, just studying in general was over Zoom and a little complicated, I would say.
Oh yeah, we only started coming in person classes like in the end of the second semester of our first year. Which was, I mean, when we first got here, it was astonishing. Like, wow, we're here after so long. And seeing everyone that we see on Zoom, for example, people's heights. Like, you can't tell people's heights through Zoom.
I think I had a moment where I said to one of my students, like, you're shorter than I thought you would be.
Exactly.
I've had a moment when somebody in one of my classes, the first class we had in person, and he showed up and went, everybody's so much shorter.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like the only kind of thing that you'd hear after a kind of Zoom semester, which is, you know, again, which is something that's really crazy about this whole experience, is that the whole world went through some variation of this.
Yeah.
Right. You know, all students went through that sort of thing. And we had this sort of like ping pong of like, are we on lockdown? Are we not on lockdown? Are we out of the thing? Do we get vaccinated? Is everything getting lifted? So there's a little bit of that going on. I even remember recording, you know, last year's World College Radio Day over Zoom, literally, with another student.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's insane.
So, you know, it's one of those things where you think, okay, like, how do we adapt? How do we get through that? How does the radio, you know, continue in that way? Mm-hmm. And as you guys said, Zoom was a big part of it. We talked a lot about the concept of the show and how you would do it. And it took us a while, obviously, to say the least, but I think we're pretty happy with the end results.
Definitely.
Yeah, we love it. We love recording in the radio.
Oh, we love
as well.
Recording. We come here, like, we prepare everything. We come here, we record. It's just a pleasure, you know? It's something we like doing.
Yeah. And it's one of the great things about college radio. And at least now we can say it, we're a university radio.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
Yeah, IDC, for those who don't know, has become the university of... Reichmann University.
Reichmann University.
That's what you call it right now.
Yeah.
We're no longer the interdisciplinary center. We are Reichmann University, which is pretty cool. And basically, so to the point of our conversation today, and you ladies are going to tell our listeners, at least, you know, what's been happening in Israel in the last year. Okay, so we've had the studies, we've done through all that. We're done.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
this country has gone through it this year.
We have. First of all, we started really well. We were getting people vaccinated quickly. They set up a really good system to get people in, vaccinated and out. Yeah. And actually, a lot of Israelis were for vaccines, which made it easy to get about 90% of the population vaccinated pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we got we signed a peace treaty with the United Arab Emirates.
It was great. Yeah, super exciting news.
But not everything was very positive. We also did get into a lot of conflicts. We went into almost a war, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit of a spat.
An operation, let's say. They call it an operation.
Operation Guarding of the Walls.
Yeah.
There were riots that were happening all over Israel.
Yeah.
It was kind of like this thing, like, everyone got vaccinated. Woohoo, like, let's get back into normal life. And then that happened, and we would need to go to bunkers all the time and, like, worry about sirens, worry about our safety, which was kind of a shocker. No one was really expecting that. Like, yeah, people were thinking positive after everyone got vaccinated, you know?
Do one of you live in the dorms?
No, I don't.
No, neither of us did. No.
But you do know of your friends who were there and had the experience.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of messages for people who it was the first time they had ever heard a siren going on that were freaking out, and they didn't want to sleep at night for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. It was my case, actually. I lived in an apartment 5 minutes from campus, and I'm in Israel for 3 years now. It was the first time I heard the siren, and it was just like a horrible experience. Like, for you guys that are not in Israel, I just can't even describe it. Like, I thought when I moved to Israel, I thought maybe this is going to happen eventually. But when it actually happens, it's a different feeling than you can ever think.
Yeah, it's definitely a different reality that a lot of, you know, Israelis and Palestinians alike have to deal with. This is the kind of the atmosphere and the experience that we all go through here. And to add to that sort of the pandemic and another layer of, you know, stress and stuff like that, it's not the easiest. But again, there were a lot of good things that happened this year. We don't have any more elections.
Right, finally.
Yeah, that was wow.
I should say, as somebody who did vote in the elections, it was really shocking that Benjamin Netanyahu, known as Bibi, finished 15 years as prime minister this year, which...
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
People were shocked. I don't think anybody really expected it.
No. I don't think people really do understand that he's no longer
prime minister.
It's a little, like, again, because of the fact of, you know, having the pandemic... And a year prior to that, like in 2020, we had like so many different elections. Mm-hmm. We were ready, you know, already to go for our, what, fifth? I've
fifth
lost
election. I think
there
I've
were four count. Elections.
There were four.
We were about to go into our fifth.
Yeah. And then things changed, obviously. Right. Coalition government, things have improved in a way. A lot of people think that there is, you know, a step in the right direction. We're not going to get into politics. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, those are big changes. Like when you look at different places in the world, we've kind of made a huge sort of shift in that direction. And like you said, we were one of the first countries to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people who are anti-vaccinations. Those are coming up again because there's talk of a booster shot. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it's something... It's like we're talking about something that's like in a movie. Like it doesn't seem real.
It doesn't seem real at all. Definitely not. It's kind of reminds me of like the zombie apocalypse movies. Like, are we really going to get to that point? Like, is that what's happening?
Right. Let's hope not.
Yeah. Let's hope not. But with what you were saying, the Delta variant, it brought back a lot of issues that people are now figuring out, because we were all very calm with COVID after getting vaccinated now it's coming back and people are going right back to like the beginning of 2020 when first case came up in Israel.
Definitely case of deja vu. Once we thought we were getting out of it, we're going back into sort of like, you know, talk of lockdowns and a bunch of other things.
So. Feeling like we're going back in time.
Hopefully not.
Definitely. We've been through enough, I would say.
Right.
And now the whole world, not only Israel, of course.
Right. And now here in Israel, we are getting already the third vaccine.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will calm down a little bit. Also, the whole COVID re-rise.
Yeah. So we're going to give away a secret. We're actually pre-recording this. Because holidays and whatnot here, which is usually the case when we take part in World College Radio Day. Well, we're never live, I guess. It just never happens. Mm-hmm. I think it was the first year we took part in World College Radio Day, we did a live show. But ever since, we haven't had the chance because it's just always on a holiday.
Yeah.
But we're just before the holidays at this point. Everybody's going off on vacation and kind of taking the time off as much as they can with, you know, COVID being what it is. And we don't know, maybe when you guys are listening to this, everybody will have gotten their booster shot, or we Hopefully. Could be on lockdown. So I mean, okay, so we talked about the last year, we talked about all of that. What are your hopes for the coming year? You're heading into your second year right now.
Yeah.
Like, what do you hope for, Tali?
Wow. I hope that we're going to get to have the chance to come to campus more often, because IDC's campus is just amazing. All the classes, the equipment, the place, it's like green and amazing, and like having classes through Zoom is hard enough, but not having the chance to enjoy such a campus, it's even harder in my opinion.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with Tally. Apart from that, I'm also hoping that not just in Israel, but worldwide, COVID kind of subsides and we get to go back to some sort of normal life worldwide.
We kind of learn to live with it rather than butting heads, I guess. That would be the main thing. And of course, wear your masks. Get vaccinated if that's what you want to do. And just take care. Ladies, you know, we've come to the end. It's weird, right? It's gone by so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It flew by. An hour just like... gone. But I've had so much fun hanging out with you and talking about, you know, the last year and kind of reminiscing, going down memory lane, if you will. Even though the last 2 years, like 2020 and 2021, feel like they're the same.
They
just
do.
A continuation.
100%.
I don't even remember 2019 at this point. Like, what? But anyway, we're done for this hour, at least for this year. And until next time on World College Radio Day, we hope that everybody takes care and, you know,
stay safe.
Exactly.
Guys.
Does what is required of them so we can get through this thing already. So we don't have to do shows from Zoom and through plexiglass, because I kind of don't want to do that anymore. I don't think anybody does at this
Definitely
point.
Definitely not.
So a big thank you to the organizers of World College Radio Day. This is no easy feat to put together, you know, 24 countries and many others that are taking part in this 24-hour marathon. It's truly an amazing thing. So thank you very much to the organizers. And of course, thank you, ladies, for joining me today. A big thank you, of course, to Alan and Gal, and of course to Tomer Gershenman, who edited our last hour. And yeah, I mean, thank you guys. It's
thank
been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here with you.
Yes. So we're going to end, of course, with another song. And we'll see you guys next year. Yalla, bye.
מי אתה ומה אתה אוהב? וכמה מחשבות תגיד על מה אתה חושב? ואיך אתה לא מזמין לחתונה? תגיד היה שם רב או שזה סתם היה שכונה? תנו לי לענות, תנו לי להסביר איך אני אוהב את הקטסטרופה של העיר תנו לי ליהנות, תנו לי להזיז לפתוח את הכל כמו שמפניה בפריז תנו לי לענות, תנו לי להסביר איך אני אוהב את הקטסטרופה של העיר תנו לי ליהנות לי להזיז, לפתוח את הכל כמו שמפניה בפריז. בא לי בלילות, לרקוד עם כוכבים, לזרוק את הבגדים, לא לחשוב אם מסתכלים. ובא לי בזריחות, לחגוג את החיים, לברוח לפעמים, כי גם ככה פה זה בית משוגעים. מתי אתה החלטת לצאת? תגיד זה לא אתה זה שהיה אז אם ננת מתי תביא לנו טלנובלה? וואלה החיים שלך זה סרט אמת תנו לי לענות, תנו לי להסביר וואלה יש מצב הייתי אז עם חצי עיר תנו לי לענות, תנו לי להזיז לפתוח את הכל כמו שמפניה בפריז בא לי בלילות, לרקוד עם כוכבים לזרוק את הבגדים, לא לחשוב אם מסתכלים ובא לי בזריחות לחגוג את החיים לברוח לפעמים כי גם ככה פה זה בית משוגעים hey. זה בית משוגעים חזרתי מניו יורק אחרי כמה שנים מזוודה אחת לדירת שני חדרים ביפו על הגג כתבתי לי שירים לא היה לאן לברוח רציתי רק לחזור ישר לבית משוגעים זה בית משוגעים זה בית משוגעים